In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Are you walking with the Lord? Are you walking with Jesus? You know if you are, and you know if you're not. And if you're not, it's time to start again. No condemnation, it's time to start again. How do I know that I'm walking with the Lord? I have faith, and my faith is a living faith in a living person who gave himself up on the cross, who bled for us, who died for us, who was buried for us, and who rose from the dead for us. A living faith in Jesus, who does miracles. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Are you walking with the Lord today? Do you know that he's in you as well as being with you? Jesus breathed on the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." It says in John's Gospel, the 16th chapter, the Holy Spirit is with the apostles, but he shall be in the apostles. And I tell you, when was he in the apostles? When Jesus breathed in them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." And then on Pentecost, the Spirit that was in them became a gusher. Wow, it just like a gusher flowing out. And they couldn't help but to preach the Word of God. Are you walking with the Lord today? If you're not, you could be, because he loves you. You know, we were going to feed the homeless on Saturday. Thanks be to God. And the woman who drove me, Jacinta, said, "I heard the gospel the other day. And you know what it says? He chose me." She was so delighted. I didn't choose him first. He chose me. And for the whole ride, we were thinking about that we were chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that you've been chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ? That he loves you? That he not only loves you, that he's in love with you? Do you know that today? That's the knowledge that we need to know, not only in our heads, but in our lives, that the Spirit of God dwells in our hearts, that the Son of God dwells in our hearts, that God the Father dwells in our hearts. These are the things that we need to know. And I don't mean know in our heads. I mean to know in our hearts. Adam knew Eve. And in 9 months, they gave it a name. Oh, yes, we are responsible for real knowledge of God. Are you walking with him today? Are you walking with him today? You could be walking with him if you want. If you need him, you could be walking with him. Just need to call on his name. His name is Jesus. And I'm walking with you, Jesus, because you love me. I'm walking with you, Jesus, because you gave yourself to me and for me. I'm walking with you, Jesus, because I'm weak and I need you for without you I have nothing. In the 15th chapter of St. John, it says, without me, without Jesus, you can do nothing. Well, you know what? The only thing I could do without Jesus is sin. And that's nothing. That is nothing. We don't want to live in the land of nothing, in the land of sin. We have a great high priest who shed his blood for us and who calls us to walk with him every single day. Are you walking with Jesus today? Do you ever tell him, I love you, Lord? Do you ever tell Jesus, I love you, Jesus? He loves to hear it. He loves to hear it. But I'm a man, and I'm telling Jesus I love him. Well, that's too bad. You're also the bride of Christ. You're also the bride of Christ. I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Are you walking with God today? You can. You can. Maybe you've never said the prayer for sinners. Well, I'm going to give it to you right now. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. Forgive all my sins. I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry for my sins. Be my Savior, Lord. Be my Savior, Lord. Be my Lord. Be my Lord. I surrender to you, Jesus. I surrender to you, Jesus. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I want to love you. I want to love you. I surrender, Jesus. I surrender, Jesus. There's nothing like walking with Jesus. We get to do things that only we can do. Got a call today. Can you hear my confession? In Jesus' name, I can. By the power of the grace of God. Got a call today to pray for a little boy, 4 years old, named Mohammed, and he's missing. Father, find Mohammed and bring him to his mother and father. They must be terribly disturbed. Find Mohammed and bring him to his mother and father. And you say, but he's not a Christian. I don't care if he's an atheist. That baby needs to go back to his mother and father. That's where he belongs. Father, find Mohammed and bring him back to his mother and father. I'm reading from the first letter of St. John. I declare to you what was from the beginning. John's gospel says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. Do you know that the mountains were made through the Word of God? Do you know that the ocean was made through the Word of God? Do you know that creation was made through the Word of God? Do you know that man and woman were made through the Word of God? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you know that today? It's very important to know. And I don't mean in your heads. When I look out at the ocean, I say, hallelujah. But in the book of Revelation, it says, the sea is no longer. People say, I'm going to miss the sea. That means confusion is no longer. The sea represented confusion. So there will be no confusion in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? It's only going to be truth. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes. The risen Lord, we heard him. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. We saw him with our eyes. He ate with us one time because we thought he wasn't real. And he ate fish with us. We saw him with our eyes, and we touched him with our hands. Thomas, be not unbelieving, but believe. Come touch my wounded hands. Come put your hand in my side. What we have heard, what we have seen from our eyes, what we have looked at, and what we have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. That's Jesus, the word of life. The word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. And you know what? Mary was no incubator. She loved the child within her for 9 whole months. She cherished the child that was in her for 9 whole months. Do you know that today? You say, I don't believe in Mary. Well, you know what? That's too bad. That's too bad. She led me to Jesus. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our Blessed Mother. She led me to Jesus. That's what she does. She's the greatest evangelist in the world, leading people to Jesus. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father. This life was revealed. What does reveal mean? To take off the veil. I remember when I was a child, we got a new statue in front of Sacred Heart. It was covered with a sheet. We didn't know what it was. And one Sunday, they were going to reveal the statue. And when they took the sheet off, it was revelation. It was the statue of the Sacred Heart. Reveal. We need to know that he has revealed himself to us. And we can testify to it and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father. Do you know that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have not eternal life? He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Do you know that? Read John 6. I'm not telling you something that I'm just saying. This is John 6. Read the whole chapter and see the centrality of the Eucharist. The centrality of the Eucharist, but also the centrality of the Word. Oh, yes. You know, people that aren't Catholic in their churches, the very focal point is the place where they read the Word. In Catholic churches, the very focal point is the place of the altar, where the sacrifice of Calvary, the same sacrifice, takes place on that altar. But in Catholic experience, it's not only the altar, it's the Word and the altar. It's the Word and the sacrament. That's the whole Catholic truth. Now, whether we are living to be Catholic is another thing. Oh, I don't know the Word. That's for Protestants. Oh, no. I say the Word of God is for you. Without the Word of God, there is no faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. This life that was with the Father, it was revealed to us, and we declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, fellowship with the believers, Do you have fellowship with believers? Tonight, by grace, we're going out to a lady's house for dinner. Her name is Mary Campanella. Same as my cousin's name. I'm supposed she's going to make us a lovely Italian dinner. How wonderful. I'm not going to have lunch today. I'm going to save it for tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the sauce will be so good. Having fellowship, we'll have fellowship with her and with the priests that are coming. We'll have fellowship. Do you have fellowship with believers? Do you go to church? Unfortunately, in many Catholic churches, people don't get recognized. They're not talked to. People don't say, welcome, in many Catholic churches. That's a sad thing. That's a sad thing. On Wednesday night, we say, how many are new here? And they raise their hands, and we clap for them. Let them know that we are grateful that they come on Wednesday night. You see, this walking with the Lord has to do with sunflowers, which I have on my desk. A sunflower right now is looking at the light. It gets all its strength from the light, from the sun. We are called to walk with the Lord and be like a sunflower and look to the sun, S-O-N. And we are to bear fruit, and our fruit will survive. This is real. I want to be a fruit bearer, even in my old age. But my age is getting younger. They've been praying for me. No longer am I going up. I'm coming down. That's what they're praying. And I say amen to them. How I need to speak the word of God with zeal. How I need to speak the word of God with love. How I need to speak the word of God with power. You have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. What would I do without Jesus? What would I do without Jesus? I don't have any idea. What would I do without Jesus? What would you do without Jesus? He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our God. He's our everything. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. I had a lady yesterday who came to have Mass for her relatives, and she writes to me all the time. And she came to the espousal retreat house with her daughter who had cancer. And her daughter would say, it's time to listen to Father Tom. It's time, really, to listen to Jesus. Oh, yes, the daughter eventually went home to God. But the mother is still perking. She's a beautiful woman. And she said this to me, isn't God wonderful? Imagine. She's probably in her late 80s or 90s. Isn't God wonderful for the things He has done for me? She walks with Jesus. Just the way she said, wonderful. It wasn't wonderful. It was wonderful. Isn't God wonderful? He certainly is. And you know what? I fed on that word because I need to hear it just as much as you need to hear it. I need to hear it as much as everyone else because God is wonderful. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Jesus, my Lord, is wonderful. Eye has seen, ear has heard, it's recorded in God's word. Jesus, my Lord, is wonderful. Isn't God wonderful? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. These things have been written so that our joy may be complete. I want joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 Verse 5. This is the message we have. We have heard from him and proclaim it to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Oh God, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus is light. The Holy Spirit is light. The Father is light. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, shed your light upon us today. Shed your light upon us today, that I would know that you are wonderful. Shed your light upon us today. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in the darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. Walking in the darkness means we live in sin and we don't care about it. Are you living in sin? Get to confession. At St. John the Baptist, we have confessions every single Saturday, 12 to 2. And we have confessions on Tuesday night, 7 to 8. Let's continue. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. I have fellowship with Jessica because we're both walking in the light by the grace of God. It's all the grace of God, you see. It wasn't I who chose to follow Jesus. He says, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. In his choice, I choose to walk with him. In his choice, I choose to be with him. In his choice, I want to love him. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Stand under the cross. Let the blood of Jesus drip on you to deliver you from all sin. That's what happens when you go to confession. I told you last time, and I've told you so many times. Catherine of Siena said, when I go to confession, I'm under the blood, for the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. That's real. That's real. And we need to preach the blood more and more and more. We need to preach the power of the blood more and more and more. Are you walking with Jesus? Maybe you just started today. Give your life to him. He loves you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you walking with Jesus today? Have you just started? Well, pick up the Bible and start with the Gospel of John. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.